Chapter 1 Jack's hands trembled as he held the paper. It was creased where it had been folded into a paper airplane. He looked up at the empty space where the abandoned house had once been.
"It must have come from inside," he whispered.
"But how?"
Annabel asked with disbelief.
"There isn't anything there. The house is gone."
"Not according to this."
Jack frowned as he looked back down at the paper.
"What do you think the eyeball means?"
"I have no idea," Annabel replied. "Maybe whoever threw the paper airplane was trying to tell us that we could be seen."
"Who do you think threw it?"
"Maybe Marty. Maybe Bellion,"
Jack suggested with hope in his voice.
"Or maybe someone's trying to trick us,"
Annabel said in a whisper.
"Maybe it was President Monster."
"There's no way to know for sure," Jack said solemnly. "The portal to Monster World is gone."
"Orville,"
Annabel called out as she turned to look up into the tree,
"you need to come down here and help us. We need to figure this out."
"Only if you take away that horrible beast,"
Orville said as he glared at Annabel's dog, Lulu.
"She's not a beast," Annabel said. "She's just loud."
Orville couldn't handle Lulu's barking. His large ears were very sensitive.
"Maybe you should take her home," Jack suggested. "I can wait here for you."
"Maybe we should both go home," Annabel pointed out. "It's well after midnight. If someone catches us out here, we'll be in big trouble."
"But how can we?" Jack asked. "Obviously, someone inside of that house wants our attention."
"What house?" Annabel asked as she looked back at the empty lot. "There's nothing there, Jack."
"But the note says," Jack started to say.
"No matter what the note says, the house isn't there," Annabel said. She walked toward the spot where the porch had once slumped.
"There's nothing here," she started to say. Then she gasped and fell forward as if she tripped over something. She landed not on the ground, but a few feet off of the ground, as if she was laying on invisible stairs.
"Annabel," Jack asked, "are you okay?"
"Jack," Annabel groaned, "I think the house really is still here."
"How?"
Jack walked up to her quickly. Lulu licked Annabel's face with big slurps.
"Stop!"
Annabel frowned and pushed the dog away.
"I'm okay, I promise."
Jack paused beside her and offered her his hand to help her up. Annabel took it and slowly stood up.
"Is it really there?"
Jack asked.
"It sure felt like it,"
Annabel said, and rubbed her elbow where she had struck it on the step. She lifted her foot into the air and felt around for the step she had tripped on.
"Here," she said with a gasp. "Feel, right here."